Well, that's everything, brothers and sisters, dear faithful, dear pilgrims, dear listeners. Warm greeting to all of you from this holy place. Today, on the feast of the apostles, St. Paul and Peter, the first martyr in Rome, Peter, the first pope to whom Lord gave to pasture his flock, to whom Jesus said that on him, as on the rock, he will build his church. And Paul, the one who tirelessly proclaims and spread the good news about Jesus Christ through the entire world. I would say Paul, with his style and the way today, could be the protector of the internet, that is, the world network, worldwide net, where everybody is available to everybody in every moment of life. All day. Today there are many intentions that we can pray for and we have to pray for. First of all, today the patron saints of Rome are Peter and Paul, and on today's day Pope 255 bishops.
Amen.
That is the sign of shepherds in his talk, homily. Benedict XVI in such a nice, beautiful way talked about those signs of the service of shepherd, about the ring that bishops and metropolitans carry, same Pope as well. And Pope today talked about it, about the love that connects everything and everybody. Roman Church is the one that presides in love. Man, today is the day when all over the world young people are being ordained for priest or for deacon. This is the day of ordination when young friars or boys approach the altar and they become the priests of Christ. From this parish, two young men today, right in this moment, are being ordained in Mostar to become priests, and three from our provincial as well. Today, this morning in Rome, our deacon from Chitluk was ordained, Father Antonio Shakota, in Jerusalem, in fact, not in Rome, but in Jerusalem. Yes, there, on the holy places. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for them to be same as Jesus desires and wants by his heart, the priests and shepherds. Let us pray that they may be holy, that they may be with Jesus Christ and anointed, consecrated by his Spirit. Then let us pray for the unity of the entire church. Peter and Paul are a sign of unity of the church. Church is one, holy, Catholic and apostolic church by the apostles who set out after Jesus, who followed him, whom Jesus chose and whom he sent to be his disciples, apostles all over the world. Go throughout the world and make all the peoples my disciples and teach them everything that I told you, and baptize them by the sign of Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we are thankful for these two apostles, Peter and Paul. We are thankful for their witness, for their testimony, for their martyrdom, and most of all for their word that reaches us today through the Acts of the Apostles and through Paul's letters, same through Peter's letters. In one word, they woven them completely into Christ's work in the world. And they left an unerasable trace in the world. Let us pray to the Lord that we also may leave some sign behind us. Let us repent for our sins to be able to celebrate these holy mysteries that Jesus gave to his apostles and apostles to us. In this mystery of the Eucharist, the sacrament of bread and wine, flesh and blood of our Lord Christ, let us repent.